Reading from the Narada Bhakti Sutra, text 83. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ityevam vadanti jana jopa nirbhaya ekamataha kumara vyasa shuka sandilya garga vishnu kondilya shesho davaruni bali hanuman bibhishana dayo bhaktyachara. Thus say the founding authorities of devotional service. The Kumaras, Vyas, Sukha, Sandilya, Garga, Vishnu, Kondilya, Seisha, Uddhava, Aruni, Bali, Hanuman, Bibhishan, and others speak without fear of worldly gossip and sharing among themselves one and the same opinion. Purport. Narada previously gave definitions of bhakti according to sages like Vyasa and Garga. Now he gives a longer list. He also adds that there are many other authorities who could also be cited. In this way, although Narada's word is sufficient, he increases the authority of his conclusion that bhakti is the best of all paths. While praising Lord Krishna as the Supreme Brahman and the God of gods, Arjuna also refers to the great sages in order to support his statement. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibhum Ahustam Vishayasarve Devarshir Naradastata Asita Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Vishyasi. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyas confirm this truth about you. And now you yourself are declaring it to me. Bhagavad Gita 10, 12 to 13. Srila Prabhupada writes, it is not that because Krishna is Arjuna's intimate friend, Arjuna is flattering him by calling him the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. Whatever Arjuna says in these two verses is confirmed by Vedic truth. Bhagavad Gita 10, 12 to 13 purport. When Yamaraj wanted to impress upon his messengers the Yamadutas that Lord Vishnu is the supreme authority and that bhakti is the supreme path, he also quoted an impressive list of names. These teachers are known as the 12 Mahajans, or authorities in Krishna consciousness. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapalo Manu Palado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayasikir Vayam Dvadashaite Vijanimo Dharman Bhagavatan Bata Guyam Vishudham Turbodham Yam Ganvatmikam Ashmite. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayam Bhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, This transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavad Dharma, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for Him, is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. It's very confidential and difficult for ordinary human beings to understand. But if by chance a person fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated. Thus he returns home back to Godhead. Bhagavatam 6:3:20-21. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayebhacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadeva Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Vrindavan. Wonderful, 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 wonderful Vrindavan. It's the time of year where really heavy fog comes, and sometimes you don't see the sun the whole day. But that type of weather is kind of a comfort to stay inside and go inside. And somehow I don't have a place here now in Vrindavan of my own. So it's sannyas, it's just dependent on Krishna. And that's basically always been my mood here, that to live in such a place is mercy, is more than you deserve, even if you're sleeping outside under a tree. So I should try to be happy and grateful to be able to stay here. But somehow Krishna, for my service, he gives me places. I was staying in Burjan's place when he was in Govardhan, and he was coming back, and I was taking a walk. And there's one really a mansion around from the temple. Just actually, you can get it from the backside of the MVT. Just walking around, just taking a walk, and outside the door of that mansion was this devotee who I know somewhat, and he invited me to come in for prasadam. I guess it was a couple of Akadasis ago, and then, you know, I knew some friend that stayed here, offered me a room, and then wound up, to make a long story short, I have this super luxury apartment. But it has two living rooms, and I can use that for... And I joke to people, the devotee has to be equal in happiness and distress, so I was equal in distress, why not be equal in happiness? But it's so ideal for my classes. Just the location, you get right from the back of the MVT. And it's probably the nicest group of people I've had, and they're really, we're doing the 10th canto, and yeah, Kinchana Krishna comes every day, some of you know him, and it's just such a nice group of people, and hearing every day with faith and the frame of reference builds, and you develop, and just, you know, I'm probably just going to just do it 4 or 5 more days, and I go to Mayapur. But that's what really develops deep spiritual relationships. Regularly hearing with faith acting on you what you hear, which confirms the authority of what you hear, and increases your frame of reference and your consciousness. So I'm really enjoying the, and also the hosting, always hosting people, trying to give them the experience of the Dham. Now, this verse is at the end of the Narada Bhakti Sutras, and it's strengthening the authority. Of course, the authority is Narada, and it's Guru, Shastra, and the Vaishnavas. So, Narada is speaking, and he's referring to the agreement on what he's speaking with great Bhaktacharyas, great devotees, and that increases their authority. And following authority is the key to spiritual life. I'm not just talking about that person in position. I'm talking a person of knowledge and realization. Because a person of knowledge and realization is representing Krishna. And that's spiritual life, where you shift the authority, the dictation of your life from your ego to God, which is the proper authority of your life, because after all, we are not independent. Independent is a, a false concept. Everything is interdependent. And we're interdependent with others, and we're dependent on God. So we need help. And we need help to do that. That's why in the Bhagavatam it says, Acharya mam vijaniyam navamanyeta karjit, except the Acharya is my very self. And I, many, navamanyeta karjit, don't envy, because it's so easy to hate authority, because authority is taking the authority from our ego and placing it at the lotus feet of God and His will. So it's easy to hate what restricts our material pursuit. Don't envy them in any way. And that kind of training in following authority, which is the basic psychological condition of submission to authority, that's trained from the very birth, and that's what a cultured person is, that's what a pious person is, that's what a person qualified for bhakti is. That's the samskara that's required, and the whole society is geared to that. So when a proper culture, a proper society is geared to that, it's so important that people in any family, any spiritual circle, any institution, that they actually become authorities. It's so important. Because as much work that is given to establishing authority, it takes so little to destroy it. So people in positions of responsibility have so much responsibility to develop themselves as proper authorities and follow the proper principles. Because when people become disappointed, it not only reflects on their relationship with you, who have disappointed them, but it will reflect on their relationship with proper authorities. And their life will be ruined. Their society will be ruined. The family will be ruined. That's the sadness of Kali Yuga, that Vyasadeva saw, that when people become faithless. And why will they become faithless? Because their trust has been violated. Their trust has been violated. Prabhupada's authority is amazing, because despite the fact that so many people have disappointed so many people, one, two, three gurus, what a tragedy. Despite that fact, the movement goes on with faith because of the faith in Prabhupada. And, of course, those who properly represent him. That's the miracle of Prabhupada. That he didn't. The miracle is that he was so exemplary in every circumstance. Time-tested, observed. So, therefore, a proper culture promotes authority, submission, has a samskar. You know, I notice, because generally people born in Indian families, that samskar is more prominent in the culture. I notice too, it's interesting, I saw the phenomena that when gurus faltered, the Western people were the quickest to just, that's it. Well, and in general, the Indian people, they would stay faithful much, much longer, just because of their samskara of submission and trust and authority, which is developed in the culture. So everything has to be done to promote that kind of faith. I remember when, I think I told this story before, that when we used to go to Narayan Maharaj, and it was just known that he was a respected sadhu, and Prabhupada had referred to him, you know, you can ask his advice on certain things. So it was a common thing. And then when our relationship started to deepen with him, we thought how nice it would be, or some people thought how nice it would be, to bring him to the West. But the problem was, is a few of the things that he would say appeared to be different than Prabhupada. So then I remember, I think Tamal Krishnamaj asked me, because he was in Mayapur at the time, he said this would be trouble, so you go tell Narayan Maharaj, you know, that, you know, it's better that he doesn't go. And because if he says anything different than Prabhupada, it will cause a lot of controversy. So I just went and repeated that message to Narayan Maharaj. And I remember he said, I cannot say anything different than Prabhupada. I cannot say anything different than Prabhupada. He said, but if people think I will say something different than Prabhupada, misunderstand, then better I not go. And he said, because Vaishnav means one who promotes faith in Guru. I feel fortunate sometimes to have the association of so many saintly people. And, you know, with faith, hear some kinds of realizations like that. which I myself took to heart in relationships to others, you know, to really make a conscious effort, and not artificially, I have trust in people, but to always act in that way to promote faith in authority, because faith is the precursor to knowledge. To perform austerity, you have to have trust in the result. To perform the austerity of being taught and trained by a teacher, you have to have faith in their authority. And if the faith is not there, why will you make the effort? Well, to the degree that you have faith is the degree that you'll make effort. And if you're connected with some bona fide authority, then you'll get the fruit of understanding what they're trying to teach you, which is the treasure of realizations that come in the association of great souls. So here at the end of the Narada Bhakti Sutras, even though Narada is such an authority in himself, he strengthens it by referring to so many great Mahajans, so many great personalities who have the same opinion. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to have faith in someone and then hear things that they have said that you have not fully realized or understood, but you're kind of accepting on faith, to hear things they have said confirmed in other places. It's kind of like an ecstasy or a joy. It's confirmed in other places. So here, even in the purport, we're very excellent. Again, I compliment His Holiness Satsrup Maharaj for his really first-class commentary on this important work. So, you know, he says, even when Krishna is telling Arjuna when Arjuna is affirming Krishna as the absolute truth, Krishna is telling him, I am God, and Arjuna is also referring to great sages to support the argument, to promote the faith of those who hear it. This energy of faith, this psychological mechanism of faith, the muscle of faith has to be exercised, has to be supported. And it's so wonderful to see someone of deep faith. Someone who actually has realization. It's so wonderful to hear someone and be with someone who has deep faith. Because it allows them to practice at a higher level of determination. And there, of course, when the famous verse, when the Yamadutas are telling the Yamaraj is telling the Yamadutas why the authority of Vishnu is superior to his, and he lists Mahajans, great souls, a very famous verse, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapalo Manu. In his purport, Srila Prabhupada stresses not only the importance of the individual sages, but the fact that they are representatives of Vaishnav sampradayas. Purport. There are four lines of the cyclic succession, one from Lord Brahma, one from Lord Shiva, one from Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and one from the Kumaras. The cyclic succession from Lord Brahma is called the Brahma. Sampradaya. The succession from Lord Shiva, Shambhu, is called the Rudra Sampradaya. The one from the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is called the Sri Sampradaya. And the one from the Kumaras is called the Kumara Sampradaya. One may take shelter of one of these four Sampradayas in order to understand the most confidential religious system. In the Padma Purana, it is said, Sampradaya Vihiniye Mantra Te Nishvalama. Person does not follow the four recognized disciplic succession, his mantra initiation is useless. Bhagavatam 6.3.20.21. So here, although obviously Prabhupada has faith in his line, he doesn't say it's the only line. Even though there are slight differences, it's like sometimes that I'm on the prikram of Govardhan, Shamdas will always accommodate, no matter how many people, and prepare such an incredible prasad that so first class. Really, what a standard. You know. And he's from the Vallabha, and they're connected with Vishnu Swami, according to Prabhupada, who's from the Rudra Sampradaya. But sometimes there are slight differences, but still they're bona fide Sampradayas, as Prabhupada said here. There's different lines of different teachers. But the main thing is you have to be connected. Sometimes in Vrindavan, I know there's one big guru near here, very, very learned, extremely learned. Seems to have so many opulences. But he's not connected to a sampradaya, not in a line of teachers, although maybe he accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself took initiation. Krishna took initiation. So that you don't allow your attachments. That's the thing about attachments. They're your attachments. Even if it's a friend, he doesn't have those same attachments. So he doesn't have to look at the things you're looking at with your attachments. So we can be all, we can take consultation. What to speak of someone who's superior and is free from all attachments. But that's the risk. If we don't accept authority, that things will be filtered ever so subtly through our attachments. And everyone at any time is thinking they're seeing the truth. It's the way the mind works. I know reality now. But we don't. Reality is way, way, way beyond our perception. And unless we hear about that, even in small things, not even on things that are ephemeral or transcendental, but even in this world, our attachments are filtering so many of our conceptions and ideas. Even the conception of Prabhupada, how many people see it in a different way and see his teachings in a different way. So there must be faith and authority. Narada states that the acharyas of the absolute truth were not afraid of criticism. In bygone ages, fools criticized pure devotees and even the Supreme Lord himself. Once the powerful progenitor Daksha cursed Narada because he had convinced Daksha's son to reject marriage and remain celibate. Daksha called Narada a sinful rascal posing as a devotee. Narada tolerated Daksha's curse without retaliation, but he continued his preaching. So, Acharya, he speaks the truth. He's not saying things to... He's not speaking things to satisfy people so that they will worship him or her and give him or her money or fame or whatever. Therefore, Acharya should be detached. And detachment allows one to speak the truth because there will be opposition when the truth is spoken. There will be opposition when the truth is spoken. So, there will be opposition when the truth is spoken. So, here in the verse says they are not, let me see exactly what they do say. Without fear of, unafraid of Janavadanti, Jalpa, of what ordinary people speak about, the Jalpa of ordinary people. They speak the truth without concern for what it means for them. Because if you speak truth and people are upset, they will try to make your life uncomfortable, withdrawing friendships, taking away things, restricting one. So this is the quality of the Mahajans. Are there any questions? Would anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Vrajradhe.
Vrajradhe, I am so appreciative that you and your husband Govardhana are always listening to the classes.
It's our pleasure, Maharaj.
Yeah, it's pleasure and it's swartha. It's also self-interest, not that you do it selfishly, but there's so much benefit of hearing with faith. People come to the Krishna consciousness movement for an objective, to advance in spiritual life. Well, this is the way to do it. But unfortunately, people don't take advantage of it. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Gail, Hare Krishna. You know, I got that, I don't know if I got that incredible Leela with Joe. That was ecstatic. I was ecstatic.
Yeah.
And it was ecstatic in many ways. One, the instruction there was so powerful, even though it was given from a mundane movie, right? It's a very powerful mm-hmm. thing. So I also was very happy to hear that. I will say it was like, It was Bhagavatam, right? And Robert De Niro was involved. And
well,
the reason I say Robert De Niro was involved, what? Is so many people.
Okay, I was going to say, who do you look like?
What?
No,
so
that wasn't me.
What? What? What was it you?
No, it sounded like you thought I had said something, but I didn't say anything.
You didn't say.
Okay,
I said so many people. So many people have told me that. And they said, you know who you look like? And I say, yeah, Robert De Niro. Like, everyone says that. So you
really?
Had to have a... Anyway, so many people. It's uncanny.
Unbelievable.
Uncanny. It comes to the point where they say that, and I say yes. And I didn't even know who he is, because I've been out of the loop for so many years. Anyway, okay, Gail. That's a Robert De Niro thing. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello today? I hear people clicking on the buttons trying to get through, but somehow they only work in New Jersey. Second. Anybody else like to say hello? It's on the conversation mode, so I can hear everybody. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, it's the holidays. Okay, bunch of hope through this Dr. Pasinda Davis.